Once again, happy birthday to our girl, Dolly Parton, who is celebrating a big birthday today. 76 years young, and we're celebrating her life by playing her music.
Guess who else has a birthday today? Janis Joplin.
Okay, she's no longer here, right?
No, I want to make sure. She's passed away.
Okay.
Not exactly. They didn't quite sing in the same venues.
No, they didn't.
But, yeah, her birthday is today, too.
But what we know about Dolly, and I'm sure about Janis, they both respected each other, even though it wasn't their, cup of tea of music. They would have been friends and respected
at a time.
Yeah, they're respected at a time, each other's gift, even though it was appealing to a different audience. Can you imagine that in today's time? 8:39 on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. 36 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1. Your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. Glad to have you with us. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103 or follow along on Facebook Live. We're there Monday through Friday at WRHI.
We have heard a lot about redistricting, not only in the country, but in the state of South Carolina, but more importantly, right here in our own backyard. We've brought on Brandon Guffey from the York County Council here to Palmetto Mornings to talk about what the county council tackled last night in terms of redistricting. And good morning to you, Brandon.
Good morning. All right. I appreciate y'all having me on.
No problem. So let's if we can bring folks up to speed, because I know people are hearing redistricting across the country, and then depending on how and where they get their news, sometimes the message gets muddled. What they should focus on a lot is right here at home within York County. So redistricting is done, what, every 10 years?
Every 10 years, whenever the census comes out, you have to break down the area and divide it up evenly. In York County, we only have 7 council seats. So, of course, we take the population. The population came in 282,000 people. So there was significant growth than Fort Mill. So it causes, you can't just shift one without shifting all in order to accommodate the growth. So
you're like putting a puzzle together. Well, the census, that's numbers. You're counting. That's straightforward. But when it comes to redistricting, how do you approach that? And the goal is, to have fair representation in elections.
One person, one vote was the one thing that was constantly shared. Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act says that you can't dilute a minority vote. So it gets so complicated, we brought in outside counsel. We hired Opperman Law Firm to come up and help us with that to ensure that we're in compliance with everything. And ultimately, what it boils down to is ensuring that we're not diluting the minority vote in any way, which is a good thing because you hear of these nightmares. Prior to me getting on council, assumed it was people gerrymandering.
Yes, and we see that happening right in North Carolina. I mean, it went to the judge to make sure that it was all fair.
Correct. And Brandon, that's where the message gets muddy a lot for some folks. They say it's happening there. I assume it's happening in my backyard, but it sounds like the county council is dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's and then some.
I've been more impressed with this process and our council as a whole being able to work together. There were significant changes. Number one, Councilman Joel Hamilton, because of the growth in Fort Mill, it makes more sense to divide Fort Mill into 2 reps. Currently, they have 3 reps, and it's very it's split up. And the way that we can divide it now is just with 2 people, with Councilman Hamilton literally drawing himself out of his own district to represent the people of York County better, to ensure that everyone has an equal voice. Because you don't want to just look at – it's not just about the communities. It's about ensuring that the communities are like-minded. As an example, if you're Councilman Winkler representing McConnell's in York – you know, he's not necessarily going to have the same – he's not going to be able to represent downtown Rock Hill with the
same
approach.
They're not driving it every day.
It's not the
same. They're not living in it every
correct.
Day.
So we want to ensure we're keeping people together that are like-minded.
And have to live in that area. If you're a council member, you live in the area that you represent.
Correct.
So, Brandon, the York County Council last night, Tuesday night, passed the second reading on this redistricting. on in the county level, it needs to pass three readings, correct?
Correct.
So I know we can look at visually at a map, but through radio, we have to use theater of the mind. So if you can kind of explain what is being proposed or what's changing to folks when they look at the seven districts in the county. Well,
up in Councilman Love's district, you know, she was overpopulation, so she had to give up a little bit. And what that included was we tried to make sure that we kept the municipalities together. So instead of giving up any part of Clover, there's some small areas outside of Clover that she had to give up and some in the very southern part of her district. For Councilman Winkler, he actually had to pick up some areas, which he picked up in Councilman Love's district. He picked up some of the western side of my district in District 6, and he picked up the McConnell's area from Councilman Cox as well. Councilman Audette and Councilman Hamilton, their district, the way that we did it, was essentially just used I-77 as the divider. It split perfectly left and right side of Fort Mill. But in moving Councilman Hamilton up, because his district was split 50% Fort Mill, 50% Rock Hill, that forced myself, Councilman Roddy, and Chairman Cox to kind of pick up all of the Rock Hill area that he had. So that caused a little bit of shift in us. And we tried to use Cherry Road more as the dividing line on that for 2973-2 and 2973-0. So Chairman Cox essentially has the 2973-0 side of Cherry Road, with the exception of Beatty Estates, just because of the population. And then on the opposite side, I will be picking up that side. Councilman Roddy picked up a little bit around Winthrop. But other than that, his district did not change a whole lot. The only area that I really see that he lost some constituents in is down in the McConnell's area on the southwest side of his district.
Has this happened before where redistricting meant a county councilman actually stepping away from being an elected official? I mean,
you hear about it on state level. Like, I know on the state level, we just had a House member that was elected in the area that essentially got drawn out of her district. But I don't think that was by choice. What made this extremely unique was for Councilman Hamilton to really look at it. And, you know, I had the same belief, and whenever we sat down and talked about it, it's really about doing what's best for York County. Because if we kept him, with him living in Rock Hill, and we included his neighborhood in that district, well, then that automatically would force Chairman Cox to go back across the river and to represent a very small section of Fort Mill, and that's just not fair to the folks of Fort Mill.
Brendan, I hope I'm getting this right, and I apologize, and that's why we do interviews, to make sure we've got everything right. So Hamilton is still on county council.
He will serve out his term until the end of the year.
Until the end of this year, 2022. Yes. And then what happens?
Someone else will have to run for the seat that lives within that district.
Because his district has changed.
He now becomes part of District 6 of my district. Now, he could challenge me and run against me for my seat, or, you know, that's always an opportunity. But as of right now, he has drawn himself out.
So we still have seven districts in the county, correct?
Yes.
Even with this plan, but the way it all shifted around, unfortunately,
he doesn't live anymore
in the district.
Once we finalize it will no longer be. But that would be, you know, these numbers have to be set for the filing in March, and then the race from March until November. And then once November happens, or once someone else is sworn in, then he would step down at that time.
How has the response from the public?
There really hasn't been a lot of response from the public. I'm kind of surprised at it. Our first meeting, you know, it went on, which was a workshop, but it went on to the wee hours of the night. And after we did that and just trying to shift to make the population work, I think a lot of us realized that wasn't what was best. And so we kind of stepped back and punt and took another look at it.
Will there be a chance for the public to weigh in prior to the third reading?
The second reading is typically the public hearing regarding the redistricting. the public can weigh in. There's just not a whole lot of change, and there's not a whole lot of options on shifting the map around and to ensure that we are in compliance with state law. So we have to get that, or with federal law. You know, we send that off to ensure that everything is in compliance prior to.
And third reading will take place?
Should be in 2 weeks.
Okay, so that is...
I'm not on the agenda meeting, so I'm not 100% sure.
So that would be the 31st, I believe, of January?
Yeah, it would be either the end of January or the beginning of February.
Okay, all right. Well, Brandon Guffey serves on York County Council. And, Brandon, we certainly appreciate you breaking down the redistricting here in York County. You hope that the map is going to be up today on the website on yorkcountygov.com.
Yes.
All right, so make sure you're following along. If you've got questions, you don't know who your council person is, look on this. And all of our council members, boy, you all are so helpful. There have been times that I've called and I said, I believe you represent me. I just want to make sure. And if not, you've pointed me in the right direction. So you guys are all helpful. And we're all in this together. We all want fair representation. One vote, one voice in the county.
That's right. So this will go to the next level. You said a federal judge.
I'm not sure if a federal judge looks at it. I let the legal department handle that side of it. But I know it needed to be reviewed to ensure that we were in compliance with federal law. And there is always a chance that a lawsuit could hold things up similar to what's happened in North Carolina. But I think anyone that looks at this map will see there's no gerrymandering whatsoever. We tried to keep it all close together and tried to represent the people properly.
And so Joel Hamilton, he will be able to just continue to serve through the end of the year 2022. And at that time, if he so desires to run for county council, it will be in
my district.
In district. Okay.
So he could either move or he could challenge you if he wants to continue to be on county council.
Yes.
Okay.
And I mean, it just says a lot about Joel Hamilton.
Yeah. I mean, and
to be a team player.
My conversation with him was that, you know, Joel is the type of representative that I would want as well. So if they come down between the two of us and it's something that he really wants, I'm more than happy to step aside and let him run my district if need be.
Wow. That's a great conversation, and I know you guys will work it out.
Yeah, not many people would do that. No. They'd be like, wait. I see what's happening here. Happening here.
Truly not in politics today. So it's good to see what happens sometimes at the national or state level. Does not necessarily play out in your backyard. So it's great to know. Brandon Guffey, boy, a great interview. A lot to break down here. We sure appreciate your leadership and guidance of everyone on council.